Mr. Bennet and Mrs. Bennet live in Netherfield, a village in the centre of England. They have five daughters, Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Lydia, and Catherine. It is a poor family. They do not have much money. Mr. and Mrs. Bennet want good marriages for their daughters. They want to marry their daughters to rich men. Two men arrive to Netherfield. Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy are very rich. The village organizes a ball. Mr. Bennet invites Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy to the ball. Mr. Bingley thinks Jane is beautiful. He dances with her twice. Mr. Darcy does not want to dance with Elizabeth. After the ball, Mr. Bingley invites Jane. Jane goes to Mr. Bingley's house on horseback. It starts to rain. She gets sick. She stays at Mr. Bingley's house for a few days. Mr. Bingley takes care of her. They fall in love. The Bennet family meets Mr. George Wickham. Mr. Wickham is a soldier. Mr. Wickham does not like Mr. Darcy. Elizabeth is surprised. She asks why. So, Mr. Wickham explains. One day, a long time ago, Mr. Darcy's father promises a job to Mr. Wickham. Mr. Darcy's father dies. Mr. Darcy does not keep his father's promise. Mr. Wickham does not get the job. The present? Elizabeth understands Mr. Wickham. She doesn't like Mr. Darcy. Mr. Bingley organizes a ball. He invites the Bennet family. Elizabeth dances with Mr. Darcy. She also dances with her cousin, Mr. Collins. Mrs. Bennet talks too much during the ball. She thinks about Jane's marriage to Mr. Bingley. Jane and Elizabeth are very polite. Their parents, sisters, and cousin are impolite. After the ball, Mr. Collins asks Elizabeth to marry him. She says no. Mr. Collins is not a good man. He is not honest. Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy go to London. Jane also goes to London to visit her uncle. In London, she does not see Mr. Bingley. Lady Catherine, Mr. Darcy's aunt, lives in Rosings Park. She invites Elizabeth. She also invites Mr. Darcy and a friend, Colonel Fitzwilliam. Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth spend time together. A few days later, Colonel Fitzwilliam talks with Elizabeth. He talks about Mr. Darcy and Mr. Bingley. The two men are friends. One day, they talk about a woman. After that talk with Mr. Darcy, Mr. Bingley does not want a bad marriage with that woman. Elizabeth is upset. He is talking about Jane. Later that day, Mr. Darcy is in love with Elizabeth. He asks Elizabeth to marry him. She says no. She explains why. He hurts Jane and Mr. Wickham. Mr. Darcy says, Jane does not love Mr. Bingley. Elizabeth is angry. She answers, Jane is shy, but she loves Mr. Bingley. Mr. Darcy is hurt. He leaves. Mr. Darcy writes a letter to Elizabeth. He tells her the truth. A long time ago, Mr. Darcy's father promises a job to Mr. Wickham. Mr. Darcy's father dies. But Mr. Wickham does not want to work. He wants money. Mr. Darcy gives money to Mr. Wickham. Mr. Wickham spends all the money. Then, Mr. Wickham asks for more money. Mr. Darcy says no. Mr. Wickham seduces Mr. Darcy's sister, Georgiana. She is 15 years old. He leaves her. Georgiana is hurt. The present? In his letter, Mr. Darcy also talks about Jane. He thinks that Jane doesn't love Mr. Bingley. He is sorry. He does not want to hurt Jane. Elizabeth finds out the truth. Mr. Wickham is lying. Mr. Darcy just tries to protect his sister and his friend. He is not a bad man. Elizabeth is sorry. She doesn't answer to Mr. Darcy. A few months later, Elizabeth visits Mr. Darcy's house with her uncle and aunt. Mr. Darcy is there with his sister. Elizabeth, her uncle, and aunt have fun with them. A letter arrives for Elizabeth. Her sister Lydia is with Mr. Wickham. Where? Nobody knows. Elizabeth's uncle and Mr. Darcy look for Lydia and Mr. Wickham. Mr. Wickham and Lydia get married. They visit the Bennet family. Mrs. Bennet is very happy. One of her daughters is married. Lydia talks about the wedding. A few days earlier, Mr. Darcy finds Lydia and Mr. Wickham. Lydia loves Mr. Wickham, but Mr. Wickham does not want to marry her without money. Mr. Darcy gives money to Mr. Wickham for the wedding. Mr. Wickham agrees to marry Lydia. After Lydia and Mr. Wickham's visit, Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy go back to Netherfield. Mr. Bingley asks Jane to marry him. She says yes. There is a rumor, the future marriage of Mr. Darcy with Elizabeth. Lady Catherine is angry. She visits the Bennet family. Mr. Darcy must marry his cousin, Lady Catherine's daughter. It is planned. Lady Catherine asks a lot of questions to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is upset. She asks Lady Catherine to leave. Mr. Darcy visits Elizabeth to say he is sorry. His aunt is very rude. For the second time, he asks Elizabeth to marry him. This time, Elizabeth says yes. Elizabeth loves Mr. Darcy and Jane loves Mr. Bingley. They get married because of love. Their parents are very happy.